This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F like Frank, N like November, E-Y. Fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Archie, A-R-C-H-I-E, Searles, S-E-A-R-L-E-S. Date of birth 12/7/1955. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Searles with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. He is developmentally disabled and lives at Kilcherman's adult foster care home in Edmore, and he's accompanied by a caregiver from the home. His weight is stable. He is not talkative, but he does smile and nod his head when questions are asked, and he's very, very cooperative. Review of systems was completed with the caregiver and negative currently. Medications, I want to highlight Cardizem, 120 milligram daily, and diabetes medications. He's on the Flomax due to DUTASTERIDE, 0.5 milligram daily for prostate. He's on both Protonix and Pepcid, maximum doses daily for reflux. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 152 pounds, pulse is 83, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 142 over 72. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 11th, 2026. Creatinine had increased to 3.09. Estimated GFR was down to 21. And usual levels are 2.73, 2.89, usually not as high as 3.09. We just checked with the home, and they said he'd had recurrent diarrhea. And so we asked if they would check labs a month later. However, they haven't done it yet, but they will be doing it this month. And his hemoglobin is 11.0, hematocrit 32, normal white count, normal platelets, normal electrolytes. Calcium is 9.3, albumin was 4.3, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin A1C is 6.6. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with higher creatinine in February. They are going to repeat those labs this month. And I sent a new lab order home and asked for monthly labs for now. 2, type 2 diabetes, very well controlled with hemoglobin A1C 6.6. 3, hypertension, just above the desired range. So all routine medications will be continued. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.